1898. At Sunnyside, burdened with writing and counseling, and passing through a period of anxiety, heartache, and perplexity re her duty. Feel that I shall have to go to America and bear my testimony once more. Labored in Stanmore again January 2nd to 5th and Jan 27 February 2nd. Also spoke at Ashfield January 31st. A tent effort was on in Stanmore at this time, in which she assisted. In Melbourne area late February to early April, spoke 8 times in the tent in Balaclava, 3 times to No. Fitzroy Church also to office workers, met weekend appointments in Geelong and in Ballarat. Labored under difficulties, as she was suffering from malaria, but though she spoke in a feeble voice on Sabbath at Ballarat, she was strengthened on Sunday to speak in a large hall for more than an hour and was not the least weary. Was in Sydney area over 2 Sabbaths in April, where the new Stanmore Church was dedicated April 23, 24. Returned home to Sunnyside April 25, after absence from her pleasant home for 2 months. Had spoken 22 times, and done much writing. Labored in week of prayer meetings in June, both in meetings for the students and for the church. Busy with writing, and many matters. H. Bro. Tucker, who had lived in her home for 1.5 years, died there June 24. Met speaking appointments in Stanmore weekend of July 7 to 11, and returned to Stanmore for NSW conference, meeting July 21 to 27. Attended Queensland camp meeting October 13 to 31, and following camp meeting spent a few days with the Rockhampton Church, though weak and ill, and the trip was not an easy one. Cancelled plans to stop in Toowoomba for a weekend, and return to Currambong and home November 10, weak and exhausted, but with quiet and rest I shall grow strong again. Filled appointment at Awaba November 20, spoke to students November 25, and to the church November 26. Labored in camp meeting in Hamilton, Newcastle, in closing days of December. The Desire of Ages was published in 1898.